Hello, I'm Norma Galumbus. Welcome to the Norma Galumbus Lifestyle Podcast, a part of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network. Thank you for listening. Season 4, Episode 4, title, Put Your Face On. I have worn makeup since I was 13. I feel self-conscious leaving the house without it. Wearing even a minimal amount of makeup makes me feel more confident and energized. It is perfectly fine not to wear makeup if that is what you're comfortable with. This article is based on my own experiences and opinions on beauty products. When I was young, a trifold makeup mirror that I received for Christmas with side lights and natural light adjustment from day to evening was a treasured gift. I felt like a movie star primping in the dressing room before a big performance. Okay, I had it set up in a spare room on a tiny table, but let's not split hairs over that. My go-to look when I was in my teens and 20s was heavy mascara and a generous amount of dark blue eyeshadow, foundation, and blush. I loved that blue eyeshadow. I felt badass wearing it. The history and purpose of makeup. The practice of men and women wearing makeup goes back to the ancient Egyptians in 4000 BC. The makeup colors had certain significance, and it also was an indication of your status. Cosmetics were initially worn as it was thought that it pleased the gods by enhancing the wearer's spiritual worth. At one point in England, makeup was declared vulgar and an abomination by the crown and the church. It is worn now for camouflage or to enhance our appearance to ourselves and others. Social pressures. There are social pressures for men and women to look good. The cosmetic industry pulls in billions of dollars annually. Trends change, but I don't think beauty products will ever go out of fashion. As women, we sometimes complain that men have it easy when it comes to getting ready to go out. I never really thought about it, but I guess women, through the use of makeup, have more ability to cover up their blemishes than men do. Influence. Wearing makeup is one of the first things about being a woman little girls like to emulate. A play makeup kit is a popular gift for young girls. I noticed one of my young granddaughters had play eyeshadow on in the general location of her eyes the other day. They watched me put my makeup on with a great deal of interest and eagerness to sample my products and assist in the application process. If they see their grandmothers, mothers, or sisters putting makeup on, of course they're going to want to experiment with it. Always be camera ready. One of the few occasions that I went out without makeup was when I was visiting my daughter and her family in the city. To return home, I was taking a newly opened bus service. The grands had run me hard all week and I was exhausted and didn't bother to put any makeup on, thinking no one's going to see me. My son-in-law drove me to the passenger pickup location and wouldn't you know it, Wayne Manteca from CTV News was there interviewing passengers about their thoughts on the new service. My son-in-law loaded my suitcase and, after a quick hug, ghosted, leaving me cornered by Wayne. My interview ran on the evening news, and there I was, with no makeup on, looking like a scrag. Case in point, always be camera ready. The signs and causes of aging. Thinning lips. From all the times we pursed our lips and held our tongues, trying not to say what we really thought. Hooded eyes. Our scalp is slowly sliding down over our face. Gravity is a bugger. Brown spots. Hard work in good times, but sun damage. Drooping corners of the mouth from frowning and worrying about other people's crap. Laugh lines by our eyes, laughing at our and other stupidity. Forehead frown lines. The what the hell are you doing now expression wrinkles. Crow's feet by the eyes, from squinting when you give that are you kidding me look. Thinning eyebrows from plucking our brows pencil thin for decades. Thank God for eyebrow pencils. At least you can draw those suckers back on. Dry skin. We think we are camels and drink water only occasionally. We are shriveling up from the inside out. Dark under eye circles. Lack of adequate sleep throughout our lives due to late night adventures, nighttime baby feedings, restless toddlers, roaming teenagers, a snoring partner, anxiety, menopause, and Netflix binges. It's all smoke and mirrors. I find the expression putting your face on when referring to doing one's makeup amusing, as it conjures up an image of pulling on a mask. I suppose in a sense that is what we're doing. Product ingredients. Let's face it, despite all the talk about healthy living and natural products, we still live in a toxic world. I don't know why, but I find that my skin has become more sensitive to products and allergens over the years. I think there are more chemicals in products now, or possibly there's a cumulative effect. The Egyptians made their cosmetics from ingredients, some of which were very harmful to their health, like copper, lead ore, ash, red clay, and animal fat. Today, I look at the list of unpronounceable ingredients in my cosmetics and briefly wonder why I'm putting that on my skin. But then vanity wins out and I keep using them and continue to buy more. Did you ever notice that the list of ingredients is often on the packaging, not on the product itself? So you throw the packaging out without reading the ingredients. You should, but most of us don't. You don't see it when it's thrown out, so you don't think about it. Out of sight, out of mind. It is also worth noting, though, that just because an ingredient has a long name doesn't mean it is harmful to you. You have to do your research, I guess. My regime. My skincare regime is a bit complicated, but nothing fancy. I use a combination of prescription, drugstore, and salon products. I am like everyone else. I have tried many products throughout the years. I still get skin blemishes, possibly. That could be seen as a positive, because as long as you continue to get pimples, it means you still have some hormones coursing through your body. We have had a hot summer in Saskatchewan, and it's been tough to protect our skin from the sun. Sometimes I'm good, and I put sunscreen on faithfully. Other days, I go out intending to stay out for a short time and end up being out for hours. It is hard to be diligent. I sunscreen my face, but my arms and hands look like I've been out in the Sahara for 6 months. It's an uphill battle for sure. Nails. I have thin, brittle nails, and I was also a nail biter. I got my first set of gel nails 7 years ago when I was hooked. During COVID, I couldn't get my nails done, but now I have them professionally done again. I was going to say that this is one of my guilty pleasures, but on second thought, I don't feel guilty about it. It makes me feel good. For my hair, I use Unite shampoo and conditioner, and I sub in Nizoral shampoo once or twice a week to improve my scalp health. Cosmetics. I currently wear under eye concealer, eyeliner and brow filler, mascara and lipstick. If attending a big event like a wedding, I will add eyeshadow and foundation, but I usually regret that decision. I had my makeup professionally done for my daughter's wedding, and the products they used made my face burn and itch the whole day. I guess trying new products on my face on a big day wasn't such a good idea. I was so glad when I got home that night and wiped it all off. In the makeup artist's defense, I used the picture from that day as my profile photo for my business, so it wasn't a total bust. For my son's wedding, I did my own makeup and I was much more comfortable. I don't wear foundation much as I haven't found one that doesn't irritate my skin. I miss the old days when we got free samples of cosmetics to try before purchasing. Who remembers those tiny lipstick samples? Where were those from anyway? They made me happy. Cosmetics can be pricey, and it's disappointing if you buy something and find that you cannot use it. No matter your age, every woman has different skin issues due to sun damage, if we are light or dark skinned, have clear skin or acne, dry, oily, or a combination, freckles, or redness. For my face, I love using Eminence Oxygenating Visifoliant weekly, followed by their Calming Cream. Calm Skin Chamomile Moisturizer. The Physifoliant has a fine, gentle texture, and the calming cream works well. Visit my lifestyle blog for episode pictures and links to my garden and published works pages, food blog, and gift shop. My website address is in the episode notes. The Saskatchewan Podcast Network is supported by Direct West. Is marketing getting in the way of running your business? Direct West has a local expert team right here in Saskatchewan that will work with you to build your website exactly how you imagine it. Let them help you improve your online presence and head to directwest.com to learn more.
The Saskatchewan Podcast Network is supported by Kinexus. Savings, checkings, GIC, budget, RESP, RRSP, TFSA, mutual funds, credit score, emergency funds, variable versus fixed rates, compound interest, retirement. The list goes on and on. It's time to make sense of it all. At Kinexus Credit Union, they want to help. Financial literacy is a critical life skill, giving you the knowledge and confidence to make smart, responsible decisions about your money. Visit KinexusMoneyTalk.ca to find expert advice, tips, and solutions for all life stages and events, and increase your financial literacy knowledge and confidence today.